So let's dive into what's probably one of the most meaningful shifts in defence procurement we've seen in years, the Environmental Sustainable Procurement Policy. It's a game changer, folks, and that's not an exaggeration.
Absolutely, Darian. For starters, this policy mandates sustainability requirements for construction projects over $7.5 million, starting from July 1st, 2024. These are non-negotiable. Every contractor needs to be ready.
Ready is the key word here because the timeline is tighter than ever. By July 1, 2025, we're talking about this extending beyond just construction to sectors like ICT and even furniture. Basically, they're casting the net wide, fast.
And it makes sense. Defence has a massive purchasing power, and aligning it with sustainability goals means significant reductions in emissions and waste. It's about making sustainability a core part of procurement, not just an afterthought.
Yeah, no more box-ticking exercises. Now it's about proving that your bid actively reduces greenhouse gas emissions and contributes to a circular economy. You can't just talk the talk anymore.
Right, and this policy integrates those goals directly into the tender evaluations. Contractors now need to demonstrate clearly how their projects will deliver these sustainability outcomes.
Which means everyone in the defence supply chain has to level up. This isn't optional. It's a core requirement to win work. From reducing emissions to designing for material reuse, it's all on the table now.
And if you think about it, it's a huge opportunity. By embedding sustainability into every purchase, defence is not just meeting its environmental obligations, but really driving the market towards greener, circular practices.
It's a complete reset, honestly. And with major projects coming under this policy next year, anyone who isn't prepared is, well, let's just say they're going to be left scrambling.
Precisely. The time to start adapting isn't next July, it's now. Contractors need strategies for sustainability baked into their operations today so they can hit the ground running when these requirements kick in.
And this is just step one. By 2025, it's going to cover ICT and furniture procurement too. It's clear that defence isn't just dabbling, they're making sustainability the new normal. So, with all that said, what does defence mean when they talk about sustainability? It's not just a trendy term, it's a strategic framework. They've highlighted four key areas every contractor needs to align with: energy efficiency, climate impact, circularity and recycled content, and whole-of-life cost efficiency. It might sound like a lot, but really it's your roadmap to staying competitive in this new era.
Exactly. Let's start with energy efficiency. Essentially, defence wants solutions that consume less energy, whether that's through high-efficiency lighting, vehicles, or machinery. For instance, on one project up north, we used solar-powered site offices that slashed operating costs and emissions. These kinds of details matter.
And here's the thing. These aren't optional anymore. If your bid doesn't show how you'll implement energy-saving tech, you're already on the back foot. What about climate impact, Jess? That's arguably the biggest pressure point.
It is. Climate impact revolves around cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Think low-carbon materials like geopolymer concrete or machinery running on biodiesel. Defence actually expects you to quantify the emissions savings, like showcasing how switching to a greener material lowers the project's carbon footprint by, say, 100 tonnes CO2.
Right. You can't get away with vague promises like, we'll be sustainable. It's got to be specific, measurable. All right, next up, circularity and recycled content.
This is about embracing the circular economy, designing to reduce waste and reuse materials. For example, using recycled aggregates in road base or panels made from post-consumer plastics. Defence loves when you provide percentages, like our asphalt mix contains 30% recycled material. Specific, measurable, meaningful.
And it's not just about using recycled stuff. It's about proving it. Certifications like GECA make all the difference, showing traceability and credibility. Now, whole-of-life cost efficiency. What's the deal here, Jess?
It's about looking beyond the upfront cost and considering the entire life cycle, maintenance, replacement, operational costs. One example? Spending a little more on durable materials that last longer, ultimately saving money on replacements down the track. It's about delivering value for defence over the long term.
Which honestly is a smart move for everyone involved. Now this leads perfectly into the ESP reporting tool. Sounds dry, but it's actually a key piece here.
It is. Defence uses the ESP reporting tool to measure sustainability throughout a project. It's a detailed spreadsheet capturing everything from material types and recycled content percentages to the carbon footprint of your construction method. Gathering this data ahead of time is crucial. It's not something you can throw together last minute.
Yep, and it's where a little prep goes a long way. Your listing certifications, material descriptions, even embodied carbon values in some cases. It's comprehensive, but if you've done your research, it's manageable.
Agreed. To put this into context, let's touch on a project where these criteria could have made a tangible difference. Take, for example, a barracks refurbishment project from a few years ago. If they'd incorporated recycled timber and low-carbon concrete, it would have reduced waste significantly while cutting embodied emissions by thousands of tons.
And imagine coupling that with energy-efficient HVAC systems. They would have not only hit sustainability targets, but cut long-term operational costs by tens of thousands. That's the kind of forward-thinking defence is looking for.
Exactly. This is the new standard. Contractors now need to show they're achieving this, and the ESP reporting tool is where it all comes together. Being specific and measurable here isn't just about scoring points, it's about proving you can deliver real, lasting outcomes.
Now that we've unpacked the ESP reporting tool and its role in tracking sustainability outcomes, let's move to the next question. How do you make your tender truly stand out? It's not just about meeting the minimum requirements, showcasing robust sustainability commitments and building strategic collaborations like with SMEs can really set you apart.
Right, it's all about being specific and actionable. Vague claims like, we care about the environment, just don't cut it anymore. What evaluators want to see are measurable goals and real examples of how you're aligning with Defence's sustainability objectives.
Exactly. Take transmutation, for example. They make rebar chairs, those little supports for reinforcing steel, from 100% recycled plastic. I mean, over 90% of the material comes from industrial waste. Include something like that in your bid. And suddenly, your submission looks a whole lot greener.
Plus, they're GECA certified. So you're not just saying the product is sustainable, you're proving it with third-party credentials. Defence evaluators notice that level of detail. It's a clear way to score points under the circularity and recycled content criteria.
And then there's DFI, their HDPE panels, made from 100% recycled Australian plastic. Think about that for your fit-outs or cabinetry. It's durable, low carbon, and comes with a take-back program for end-of-life recycling. It's sustainability with a plan.
Those panels hit multiple policy targets. They reduce waste, cut emissions, and support a circular economy. And here's an important point. Working with SMEs like DFI or Transmutation doesn't just enhance your bid. It also shows Defence that you're engaging with innovative local suppliers.
Yeah, which aligns perfectly with the Australian Industry Capability Framework. It's a win-win. And let's be honest, when you include these collaborations, you're not just ticking boxes. You're adding tangible value to the project.
Exactly. But beyond the products, it's also about crafting a narrative. You need to demonstrate how your choices align with the four key sustainability areas Defence is targeting. For example, under climate impact, you could specify how switching to low-carbon concrete cuts emissions by, say, 100 tonnes CO2 for the project.
And quantify everything. For recycled content, don't just say you're using recycled materials. State the percentages. Like DFI's panels, 100% post-consumer recycled plastic. That level of precision sets you apart because it proves you've done your homework.
And it's not just about meeting compliance goals. It's about showing you're invested in the longevity of these decisions. Take the whole of life cost efficiency, for instance. Spending more on durable materials up front can save Defence money on maintenance and replacements down the track. Highlighting those trade-offs makes your bid even more competitive.
For sure. And when it comes to strategy, it pays to engage your suppliers early. Reach out, collect data, emissions, recycled content, all those details for the ESP reporting tool. Showing you've got this nailed proves you're ready to deliver.
And remember, innovation goes a long way too. It's not just about using existing solutions, it's about pushing sustainability further. Whether it's piloting new green technology or working with an SME to upcycle waste materials, Defence wants to see you thinking outside the box.
Bottom line, this policy isn't just a hoop to jump through. It's a chance to showcase what your team can do. So, make it count. Building on those strategies, the next step for a defence contractor is clear action. There's no time to sit back and hope it all comes together later. Take advantage of tools like DECNET's updated sustainable supplier listing. It's a goldmine of innovative solutions ready to help you deliver on these goals.
Absolutely. The suppliers listed there can give your tender an edge. We're talking recycled materials, energy-saving technologies, eco-certified services, everything you need to align with these new policies. And it's all verified, so you know you're dealing with the real deal.
Yeah, no fluff, all substance. Honestly, what's great is that this isn't just about competing for contracts. It's about driving some real change across the industry. I mean, defence is practically handing contractors a blueprint. It's all there. You just have to step up.
And for anyone feeling overwhelmed, remember that no one's expecting perfection on day one. What matters is starting now. Build these practices into your bids, bit by bit, and start gathering data. The sooner you engage your suppliers and map out your sustainability plan, the smoother the process will be.
And hey, it's not just about compliance. It's also about positioning yourself as the go-to team for sustainable solutions. Long term, this can open doors way beyond defence procurement.
Exactly. Sustainability-focused contractors are going to lead the pack, not just for defence, but for other government agencies and private clients. This is an investment in your future as much as it is in sustainability.
Couldn't agree more. So folks, let's not look at this as just another rule book. It's a chance to innovate, collaborate, and grow. And with tools like DECNET, all the pieces are there. Now it's in your hands to run with it.
And on that note, I think we'll wrap it up here. Thanks for joining us on this journey through Defence's new sustainable procurement landscape. We can't wait to hear how you're transforming these guidelines into action.
Absolutely. And we'll be back soon with more insights. This is just the beginning, folks. Until next time, stay green and stay ahead. Take care.